I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KYW Original Podcasts.
A former Four Seasons chef opens his own business during the pandemic, selling homemade hot sauces and condiments.
My main products is XO sauce, a Chinese condiment that's made of dried seafood, cooked down with chilies, ginger, garlic, shallots.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Jacob Trin, former chef at Vernick Fish at the Four Seasons, who is no longer the chef there because of COVID. But since COVID, you've started your own business, right?
Yes, I started a small batch food product business, Trin Eats. My main products is XO sauce, a Chinese condiment that's made of dried seafood, cooked down with chilies, ginger, garlic, shallots, all in oil. And I make fermented hot sauces.
So how did you first realize, like, oh, I gotta get this together? I'm assuming this is all COVID related.
For the most part, I've been actually thinking about this idea for a while, and I've been, you know, playing around with the recipes and everything. COVID was just a launch point for me, almost like a, you know, kick in the butt to start getting it rolling.
So where do you cook? What do you do? And it's small batches, right?
Yeah, it's small batches. I was starting to cook at home, but I started moving in the city at a friend's restaurant.
So you're using that like a commissary space?
Yeah, almost like a commissary space. You know, make sure it's licensed, everything is inspected and all. I'm getting my product inspected potentially at Drexel Food Lab. And my main goals is to get this product into the farmer's market by 2021.
Nice. So how is it going for you?
It's going really well. It is interesting nowadays. Everything's all online. I'm going through forums. I'm going through Facebook groups, just Instagram as well to get customers and everything. But I'm trying to build a brand for myself. That way it's more, you know, recognizable. And eventually people will start coming to me.
So are you getting traction? Are you gaining traction?
Yeah, I was very surprised at how many people did not know what XO sauce is, but was eager to try it. So I think for the most part, it's been getting a lot of traction just based on curiosity alone.
Okay, so explain, what is XO sauce?
So XO sauce is a classic Chinese condiment that originated from Hong Kong. It's made of dried seafood, primarily scallop, shrimp, and crab, cooked down in ginger, garlic, shallots, and oil, and chilies. It's used as a table condiment. I use it in barbecue sauces, marinades, lemon mayo. Recently, I had a topping with congee, which is a, you know, Asian porridge.
So this is, you could like cook, you know, chicken and meats with this?
Yeah, I cook chicken, meat, seafood, stir fries. It's perfect on veggies. You could throw a spoonful into a hot pan, throw your veggies in there, and it could be a meal in itself.
And then you also have a hot sauce.
Yeah, I have a fermented hot sauce. I usually ferment for about 2 to 3 weeks. I don't have a specific flavor right now. I've been just selling small batches of whatever flavor I could think of.
Okay, so this hot sauce being a live fermentation, what does that mean? How is it different than from other hot sauces?
So unlike hot sauces from the supermarket, this hot sauce is live fermented. So, you know, when you purchase the bottle, it's still fermenting even if you refrigerate it because it slows down. So it's important that you keep it, you know, refrigerated, because if it's left out, or if it's like room temperature, it has the opportunity to keep growing or keep fermenting, which builds up like pressure. So you don't want a big splash when you open the bottle.
So if you leave it out, then it'll keep growing?
Well, fermenting, yeah. Keep aging.
It'll keep aging, and then it'll just kind of, the bottle will explode on you if you leave it, leave it out long enough?
It's almost like a soda bottle, you know, when you open it and it like, psst. So it's the same concept. So if that ever happens, you just open the lid just a little bit, let some of that air out before you open it all the way.
I've never heard of that happening to a hot sauce.
That's because most hot sauces aren't fermented. So when you ferment the hot sauces, it gives this almost like kind of funky flair to it. There's no vinegar in my hot sauces. The vinegar flavor from the hot sauce is all through lactic acid fermentation, which turns the sugars of whatever is in the hot sauce into lactic acid.
So you're also like a chemist. I mean, I feel like cooks are also chemists.
Yeah, basically. A little food scientist, I guess.
So it's basically your XO sauce and your hot sauce.
Yes, that's correct.
And how much do you sell right now?
I usually make a batch of 50 or so XO sauces, and they sell out every week.
Yeah.
And for the hot sauces, they're usually like 20 or 30 of each sauce, and they sell out as well.
That's great.
Thank you.
Does it help that you are a former Four Seasons chef?
I actually don't advertise that too much because I want my popularity to be my own, I guess.
You want the sauces to speak for themselves?
Exactly.
And do they?
Yes. I've had a lot of really good reviews, and I was ecstatic at how many people liked it. So I think I'm heading towards the right path.
So what's the next step for you? I mean, is COVID like a blessing for you that you're like starting your own business now?
Yeah, more or less. A lot of people are cooking at home, so this definitely gave me the market to sell the product. My next steps are to perfect the recipes, maybe make a signature hot sauce. And the main thing is to get into farmers markets. That way I have a established location.
Are you concerned at all with COVID if there will be farmers markets?
I am concerned. As long as everybody does their part, you know, wear a mask, keep social distancing. Hopefully everything will be back to normal in the next several months. But I am a little nervous, but I think if the farmer's market doesn't work out, I always have drop-offs and people coming to me for the sauces as well.
Would you ever consider trying to get into supermarkets?
Yeah, I would love to get into Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, any of those like specialty gourmet stores.
Have you reached out at all?
Not yet. I want to build the traction first before sending my name out.
All right. Well, if you're listening, hey. So how can people get in touch with you?
You can follow my Instagram at TrinEats, TRINHEATSS. I also have an email, jacob@trineats.com with one S.
Do you have a website for the sauces?
I have a website, but it's not for the sauce. It's more like a blog website. I'm expanding it again. I started it back in college, but I took a little hiatus because I moved back to, you know, Philadelphia from Rhode Island, where I went to school at Johnson & Wales.
Nice.
But that's starting to come back up, and eventually I'll get like an e-shop on there.
So are people ordering through Instagram?
Yeah, a lot of people are ordering through Instagram. They usually send me money first through Venmo, Cash App, and then they just come and pick them up. And I offer deliveries inside the city, which can be found on Instagram.
So this is a nice little business that you've started.
Yeah, thank you.
Is it enough? Are you like making enough? Like, is it comparable with your chef salary?
No, not at all, but eventually, I think it has the potential to be.
What's your feeling?
I'm excited. I actually left the Four Seasons because I kind of felt burnt out. Not their fault. It was more like I was just overworking myself, as well as moving into a new house. So I took a step back from cooking, and then this kind of reignited that flame.
Yeah. So how has your life changed, you know, pre-COVID, post-COVID? Like, are you not working the crazy chef hours anymore?
I'm not working the crazy chef hours, but it definitely has affected my personal life, but I'm sure it's affected everybody.
In a negative way?
It's a little bittersweet way. You know, we all have the struggles of like staying at home and everything, getting bored. But then again, it's like I had the time to create this idea, start a business plan, reach out to people. I'm actually working with Temple Small Business Development Center. And they're helping me go through the process of legal stuff and, you know, creating a business plan, start finding funding if I ever do need it.
What have you learned about starting a small business from your kitchen?
Actually, most of it I knew for the most part because of all the classes at Johnson & Wales that I've taken. Now it's just actually taking the steps to do them over again, but with realistic numbers and everything.
So it's a lot of math. It's a lot of accounting.
Yeah, a lot of accounting. I actually find it fun. I love costing out recipes, tweaking it to make sure everything tastes right, whether or not you're making a big or small batch, as well as keeping the cost, you know, the same.
What's been like the most difficult part about starting off Trin Eats?
The most difficult part would probably be keeping a consistent buying base. But over time, I'm sure that'll change as, you know, I become more known.
I'm sure you want people to kind of make this a staple of their food.
Of course, yeah.
Is there an option to do like a recurring order?
I haven't thought about that. However, usually they're only in 4-ounce jars and it is pretty strong. So after 2 or so weeks, I have a lot of reoccurring clients who come back, ask for more sauce, grab some for friends. It's a perfect size to share.
What else do you want to tell people about what you can cook with this?
So far, I've cooked, you know, skewers. I've made congees, use it as a condiment over, you know, rice, noodles, stir fries, and, yeah, barbecue sauces. I love barbecue, so I usually season the meat with it, about a tablespoon per pound. And then in a pot, throw some brown sugar, some mirin, a little bit of rice vinegar, and a spoonful of the XO sauce. Bring it to a boil, and then use it as barbecue sauce.
And then throw some hot sauce on top afterwards?
If you want, yeah.
Is that what you do? Well, what do you do?
Like, it's surprising because I don't eat spicy. I've only recently started eating spicy. So it's really funny that I'm making like these hot sauces and selling them despite being, you know, very weak to spice, I guess.
So what got you into this?
It's just a recipe that I've been working on, and I really like funky things. So the whole fermentation was really fun for me. I'm actually making misos as well, but that's like a longer process. Eventually, I hope to get that on the market as well.
What's been the most rewarding part about starting your business?
Making money just based on product that people really enjoy.
And what are your hours like? I mean, I'm sure chef hours are crazy. Home entrepreneur hours are what?
So basically, I work at my family's auto tag shop, and afterwards I just hop on the computer, type some numbers, cook some recipes, all day kind of thing.
Wait, so most of your day is not in the kitchen?
No, not as of right now, because of COVID.
Yeah. So what does your day look like?
So 9 to 5, I work at my family's auto tag shop in Southwest Philly, Global Auto Tags. Actually, I sell the product there as well. And then when I come home, you know, I start cooking either dinner or for myself or for, you know, clients and stuff.
How much time do you cook a day?
I'd say about 2 to 3 hours a day. Before I went back to work, it was like all day I was cooking breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and like just snapping pictures, trying to make videos and stuff.
All right. So once again, tell people your Instagram account.
Okay. My Instagram is Trin Eats. TRINHEATSS.
Two S's.
Two S's.
Your label says is one S.
Yeah. It's because someone has the Trin Eats account, but it's like inactive. So I'm actually trying to get that account back.
Where do you see yourself at this point next year?
Hopefully outside in the market, selling the product, making food. I've started testing recipes and stuff for a sample menu, get into the farmer's market.
Do you ever see yourself going back to the restaurants?
Of course. I'm young, so I have a lot to learn still, and I want to get back into it, get back into management positions before I start opening up my own restaurants.
So if people want to get in touch with you, if they want to try out your sauces, where can they find you and find your product?
You could find it all on Instagram, or you could contact me through my email at jacob@trinheats.com.
All right, Jacob, thank you so much, and good luck with your business.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. Helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.